The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The Spirit drove Jesus out into the desert, and he remained in the desert for 40 days, tempted by Satan. He was among wild beasts, and the angels ministered to him. After John had been arrested, Jesus came to Galilee proclaiming the gospel of God. This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. The gospel of the Lord. I don't think this will come as a real shock to anybody, but back when I started playing organized sports, I didn't have a lot of choice into what I did. Starting in football at about seventh grade, immediately the coach looked and said, "You're a lineman." And the discussion ended from there. So on defense, I was a nose tackle. And on offense, I was a center, which meant every single game I never saw the play. I was kind of in the middle of a pile of something pushing on one another. That is until right before the last game of the season. A game that was basically going to be meaningless, but one we were still excited to play in. And our coach came and talked to us, and he said, "All right, for this last game, I'm going to let you play whatever position you want to play, as long as I think you can do it." So when he came to me, I said, "I want to be the fullback." And the coach kind of rolled his eyes a little bit, but said, "Okay." Now, we had 2 weeks between games for some reason. I'm still not sure why. I think it was a scheduling thing. And so in practice, I got to play fullback. And what I found out during that time was that the physical attributes that made me good for the offensive and defensive line, namely being bigger than everybody else, really suited itself well to being a fullback, because I could carry about four guys on my back. And I began to visualize myself as the second coming of Jim Brown. For those of you who are old enough to know who Jim Brown is. And we prepared and we practiced. And we worked on all this stuff. And then the day before the last game, it got canceled. Thank you. I appreciate the sympathy. Never got to fulfill my destiny. But it was kind of a shame to go through all that practice, to do all that work, and not be able to live it out by actually playing the game. Well, Jesus began his public ministry first by going off into the desert to spend this time in prayer and reflection and even temptation in order to be strengthened by the Father's love and to discern the Father's will to live out that public ministry as he was called upon to do. He started with prayer and then moved into prayer made into action. Well, that is what the Christian life truly is. We begin with prayer. We begin with discernment. And we get strengthened through prayer and focused through that discernment to live out our discipleship as God desires us to. But it always involves action. It would be a shame for us if the only way we lived out our faith is in prayer, and we never move to getting into the game, to living it out in our day-to-day lives. Lent is that time in the desert for us where we are prayerful and we discern. But it's always meant to get us ready to play in the game, to do our part through our baptismal call to make Christ Jesus present in our world through our actions, through our hard work, through the love that we show to others. Let's take advantage of this practice, but let's always remember it's important to get in the game as well.